Heading, ever-widening influence of the gospel. Subheading, belting the earth. Everywhere the light of truth is to shine forth, that hearts now in the sleep of ignorance may be awakened and converted. In all countries and cities, the gospel is to be proclaimed. Churches are to be organized and plans laid for work to be done by the members of the newly organized churches. The gospel missionary work is to keep reaching out and annexing new territory, enlarging the cultivated portions of the vineyard. The circle is to extend until it belts the world. Letter 86, 1902. Subheading, North, South, East, and West. From town to town, from city to city, from country to country, the warning message is to be proclaimed, not with outward display, but in the power of the Spirit by men of faith. And it is necessary that the best kind of labor be given. The time has come, the important time, when through God's messengers, the scroll is being unrolled to the world. The truth comprising the first, second, and third angel's message must go to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. It must lighten the darkness of every continent and extend to the islands of the sea. Let there be the wisest planning for the success of the work. Decided efforts should be made to open new fields in the north, the south, the east, and the west. The fact that the presentation of the truth has been so long neglected should appeal to our ministers and workers to enter these fields and not give up the work until they have clearly given the message. Manuscript 11, 1908. Subheading, Unchecked by Barriers or Obstacles. Truth, passing by those who despise and reject it, will triumph. Although at times apparently retarded, its progress has never been checked. When the message of God meets with opposition, he gives it additional force that it may exert greater influence. Endowed with divine energy, it will cut its way through the strongest barriers and triumph over every obstacle. Acts of the Apostles, page 601, 1911. Subheading, A Substantial Work. The work that the gospel embraces as missionary work is a straightforward, substantial work, which will shine brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Letter 215B, 1899. Subheading, An Influence That Deepens and Widens. The influence of these messages has been deepening and widening, setting in motion the springs of action in thousands of hearts, bringing into existence institutions of learning, publishing houses, and health institutions. All these are the instrumentalities of God to cooperate in the grand work represented by the first, second, and third angels flying in the midst of heaven to warn the inhabitants of the world that Christ is coming again with power and great glory. Review and Herald, December 6, 1892. Subheading, Proclaim Message in New Fields. We have a most solemn, testing message to give to the world, but too much time has been given to those who already know the truth. In the place of spending time on those who have been given many opportunities to learn the truth, go to the people who have never heard your message. Hold your camp meetings in cities where the truth has not been proclaimed. Footnote, Seventh-day Adventist camp meetings of earlier years were great evangelistic agencies, drawing large, attentive, non-Adventist audiences. In the frequent mention of camp meetings in this volume, the context clearly indicates that it is in the tent meeting of a large evangelistic potentialities that is usually referred to. End of footnote. Some will attend the meetings and receive the message. Letter 87, 1896. Subheading, New Places, the Best Places. The places in which the truth has never been proclaimed are the best places in which to work. The truth is to take possession of the will of those who have never before heard it. They will see the sinfulness of sin, and their repentance will be thorough and sincere. The Lord will work upon hearts that in the past have not often been appealed to, hearts that heretofore have not seen the enormity of sin. Letter 106, 1903. Subheading, If Truth Had Been Aggressively Proclaimed. There were spread out before me city after city in need of evangelistic labors. If diligent effort had been given to the work of making known the truth for this time in the cities that are unwarned, they would not now be as impenitent as they are. From the light that has been given me, I know that we might have had today thousands more rejoicing in the truth if the work had been carried forward as the situation demands in many aggressive lines. Letter 94A, 1909.